Hour number two, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on this Friday, Memorial Day weekend, honoring those that have served and are no longer with us in observance of Memorial Day. You can keep those stories coming, 615-737-1025. We talk a little Titans football now with our man, forever Titans wide receiver, Chris Sanders, who is on the line with us. Chris, good morning. How are you?
Man, what is going on? Just proctoring an exam. How's everything going, fellas?
We're good. We're kind of weekends like this. You reflect and puts things in perspective a little bit, because a lot of people are headed to the lake and headed out of town and going to have a good time. But we need to remember what this weekend and what Monday in particular is all about.
Yeah, it is, man. I mean, it just shows you know a lot is going on, and just appreciate it. I forgot what day it is. What day is Monday?
Memorial Day.
Memorial Day. Yeah, just sorry about that. Just remember, you know, the people that lost their lives for our country and all that stuff like that. But, you know, I agree. I mean, it just makes you just sit back and just reflect on what, you know, the country's done for us. So I appreciate what they did.
OTAs this week, and DeAndre Hopkins, better known as D-Hop, was asked if we're sleeping on Treylon Burks, and he didn't want to give us a sound bite, even though he gave us a sound bite. But, you know, are we? I mean, I don't know if we are or not.
Yes.
I think it's really hard to say if we are sleeping on Treylon Burks or not.
I think we are. I mean, you have both sides that, you know, are right. I mean, if you look at the first 2 years he came in, he kind of struggled a little bit. He came in, out of shape. But also, I still think there's something there, Chase. I mean, I know, you know, everybody's kind of down on him, and I know he makes mistakes. I know he's consistently hurt. But just give him a chance. I mean, I've been in the same situation. I think it was in 1998 when they brought, you know, Kevin Dyson in and Yancey Thigpen and all those guys in. I was very disappointed because the year before that I had a bad year. But at the end of the day, there's something still there. And I think, you know, Coach Tober can bring that out of him.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, eventually, though, you know, whether we're sleeping on him or not, you know, I'm going to go take a nap if you don't do anything. And he's got to do something. I mean, that's
he's
got to
do it. I agree with you 100%, Chase. But, you know, we always talk about potential. Potential is a bad word. All potential is just hidden ability. I mean, we got to figure out a way to get the ability out of him, because it's there. If you look at when he was in college, Chase, I mean, when he played against Alabama, he literally took that game over. I mean, he actually did. I mean, he caught a screen, took one for 76 yards. I think he had like 6 or 7 catches for almost 200 yards. So it is there. I just think that here's the deal. If I'm his receiver coach, I'm going to push aside the playbook, and I'm going to talk about the psyche. I'm going to say, okay, listen, everybody's talking what you can't do and what you can do and all this crazy stuff, and all these things mentally are going through his head. But at the end of the day, as a coach, it's my job to put confidence in him, to let him go out there and make some plays. But he has the ability to do that.
We're talking to our good friend Chris Sanders on the Chase and Big Joe Show. Chris, I don't know if you could see the stream right now, but my biceps are looking good today. I did a good arm workout at the gym this morning. Hey,
your uniform would fit.
Time out. You got a tight shirt on. You got your 5th grade shirt on.
I do. Yeah, I do. I mean, I'm big man. I walk around big man around the studio here. I'm big guy. I throw my chest up.
Look good. I mean,
you know, the guy that walks around the gym with the tank top and doesn't do anything for 2 hours but run his mouth. That's me.
No. He has a tank top on and coach's shorts on, and he has like a 2-pound weight, and he's making a whole bunch of noise. That's you, guy. That is you.
That is so me. Hey, real quick, are we? Yes. You guys got any athletes at Spring Fling at NBA?
Ashley, what is a spring fling? What is that?
It's the state championships.
Oh, a track. Man, I got a lot going on. Track, yeah, we had track. That was actually 2 days ago. And we took 3rd overall. We had some pretty good guys. We had our guy, Jack Perry, win the pole vault. But other than that, you know, McCauley and Baylor and, you know, all those teams are really, really good.
Do you teach the pole vault? Because I want to see Chase.
Zero chance.
I want to see Chase do the pole vault. I'm not kidding.
Hey,
No, you don't.
No, I can't even see that visual picture. Could you imagine?
I'd break,
you know, big Chase up there with a tank top in, tucked in with coach's shorts, doing the pole vault. I mean, that's just that's not a sight that you definitely want to see. So, you know, hey.
Well, I mean, you guys place. That's not bad. I mean, that's still. I mean, it's a few awards you take home.
It is. I mean, if you look at Macaulay has, I mean, they have some dudes. I mean, if you look in football, you know, they won a couple of state championships the last couple of years, but then in track, they're becoming a powerhouse. I mean, they got guys running 10.6s. They got guys running 21.4s, and, you know, they just overall, they're just a complete team.
Yeah, something else. So we'll just, you know, work harder next year, baby. With that being said,
long as you give it your all, that's all that matters.
That is all that matters, my man. Yeah. And what if Treylon Burks is giving all he can? I mean, if that's the best he can do.
let me say this. These are the kind of cats that I love to coach. And listen, I want to put this in the right perspective because he got drafted for a reason. But when I coach kids and people say they can't make it and say they can't do it, I thrive in that. I mean, I'm just being honest with you. I know we're having fun and we're acting silly, but I thrive in that. You know, because there's a lot of, you know when I'm coaching my receivers and I go against, you know, teams that are superior than us, you know, and they're like, oh, we're going to do this to your receiver. And I take pride in that. So what I do is I get to the basics. I pay attention to details, and I look them in the face. And I tell them, I say, listen, I don't care what everybody's saying to you. We are going to get it done. I don't care if we're going against a guy that's going to Alabama. I don't care if they're going against a guy that's going to Georgia. I don't care. But I thrive on that. Man, I wish I could coach Treylon Burks right now. I really wish I could. Because the thing about it is, it's not about X and O's. It's not about, you know, him not doing this and that. It's about building some confidence. And in 1995, a guy who built confidence in me was Les Steckel. Les Steckel was telling me that, you know, a lot of the coaches didn't want you to come in and they were going to get somebody else. So when Coach Les Steckel looked me in my eyes and said, listen, kid, I believe in you. And something rose up in me to where I went out, not just playing well, I led the league in yards per catch with 23.5 and also had 9 touchdowns and made the all-rookie team. All it goes back is words and somebody believing in you.
Well, why don't you go over there and talk to him? You got an all-time pass to get in, right?
I want to see. That's what I love to do. You know, because the thing about it is when I grew up, everybody was telling me what I could and what I couldn't do. So it took one person, and I'll forget, it was a coach named Don Gatewood. And I remember I was running track, and everybody was laughing at me because I lost. But my coach looked me in the face without a tic-tac, and he said this. He said, you are going to be a state champion. I'm like, how am I going to be a state champion when I can't even win my freshman year? I get there my senior year, and I win the 1 or 2 in the long jump is because of the words that coach said to me. So now flip it to Treylon Burks. I think right now he doesn't need to run routes. He doesn't need to catch the ball. He needs somebody to look him in the face to say, I believe in you. And if he starts to believe in himself and he starts to go out there and make the play that he's capable of making, then I think he's going to be successful.
What if that person's Will Levis, the quarterback? What if he's the one saying that to him?
I think it's going to take – I know it could be the quarterback. I think the quarterback can also do that. But I think it's somebody that's really, really close to him. I mean, somebody that walks with him, that talks with him every day. I know the quarterback works with him, you know, on the field. But I think it's somebody close to him. Say, you know, listen, hey, let's just push the books aside. Let's just push all the papers of what they're saying about your side. And let's just focus on our psyche. Let's focus on your mind. Let's focus on getting this confidence back. It's kind of like, you know, I know this is kind of a silly illustration, but I remember watching a movie called Waiting to Exhale. And it was some ladies that were going through trials and tribulations of having bad breakups. So what it is a group of ladies went, you know, out of town, and they said this. They said, let's just go and just exhale and get our mojo back. And that's the same thing that Treylon Burks needs. He needs to surround himself with people to just get away from football, to breathe and exhale, to get his mojo back. And if he can do that, let me tell you something. This kid is going to light the league on fire.
Let me ask you this, Chris.
Sure.
Had he been drafted in the 6th round, would this be okay right now?
No, he wouldn't even be there right now. I mean, he wouldn't. I mean, because the thing about it is the expectations – and the level when you get picked, you know, in the top 20, I mean, you're expected to play. You're expected to make plays. You're expected to do those things. But if you're a 6th rounder, you know, you can make the team or not to make the team. So it depends where you're drafted at. And we got to understand, when you get drafted in the 1st round, there's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of things going on. You have to perform. You got to do everything right from in the meeting rooms to walking on the field to all those things. So there's a lot of pressure that comes with it. And the ones that succeed and the ones that are actually great at doing it, they know how to handle the pressure. And I think that when he gets to that point, then I think that's when his career is going to take off.
Chris Sanders, Forever Titans wide receiver. is with us here on the program. Chris, appreciate it.
Hold
as
on,
always.
Wait, man, before he goes, hold on.
I know I was all over the board, man, but I was taking a test. I was proctoring an exam, and I ran out to the class.
Hold on, let me ask you this, Frigo. Hold on, sorry, Chase, interrupting you.
Yeah.
Sure.
Do you play in the NFL, all right? At
yes.
this level, you have to love football. You can't like it,
God.
Right? You got to love it, right?
Love it. Yeah, you have to love it. Let me tell you this. I did a speaking engagement with Chris Hope, and I was talking to Chris Hope, and he said something that made the back of my hair stand up. He said this. He said, "Why would you work all your life to get to the NFL and stop working?" See, that's why a lot of guys don't last in the NFL is because they work hard, they cry, they spit, they cry on draft day. But why, when you get there, you start working? Why? Because you start to love the things as opposed to what you do. That's the difference.
Okay, so I got an even more important question. You're
yes.
you're proctoring an exam right now?
Yeah, I am. And yeah. That's why when you asked me about what was going on Memorial Day, I wasn't thinking because I'm proctoring an exam and I don't know what the heck I'm doing.
Hang on. So you walked out to do this interview, so yes, they can do the cheating's going on. They do whatever.
Damn straight it is.
No. I had somebody come in and get me to take me out of there because, I love Memorial Day. I just forgot what day it was because I'm still trying to fight off these cicadas. So I got a lot going on right now.
We could have pushed. Well, what exam's going on right now? What class?
I think it's math. I think it's
you
math.
You think?
Hey, just remember this. Remember this, Chris. 10 is C.
Tennessee.
There you go.
Huh?
See? Tennessee. I had a teacher, 10, if it's multiple choice, 10 is C. Tennessee. See what I'm doing?
That's Brownie Parkway around town, Chase.
Swing and a miss.
I had a teacher that for multiple choices, it was always C for number 10.
And that's why I didn't pass ACT right there, just because of that right there.
Hey, real quick, though, I know people who have taken the ACT and only chose C the entire time and got an 18.
Are you serious?
I'm not kidding you. My dumb ass took it four times. I never got more than a 19. But I know people who chose C the entire time on the ACT and got an 18.
Man, I appreciate
Not are you Man, taking? You're not taking it. So you don't have to worry about yeah. it. But I'm just telling you.
I know. I don't have to. I really don't.
All right. Well, Chris, we'll let you get back to proctoring. Thank you for stepping away.
You.
And I hope we didn't disrupt it too much.
No, you did. I know I was all over the place because when you asked me about Memorial Day, I didn't even know what day it was. I didn't know what was going on. I thought, never mind. I love you guys.
It's all good, man. We love you too. I appreciate it.
Love you so much. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thank you, Chris
Sanders.
Make sure you check out my biceps on the stream, Chris, if you get a chance.
He's proctoring an exam.
Can I tell you, Chase? I did not know what a proctor meant till like 2 years ago. I had no idea.
I think we've talked about this.
I thought a proctor was a doctor with a certain type of specialty.
Proctologist?
Yes. I swear to God, I had no idea. Somebody said, yeah, I'm a proctor. I'm like, where'd you go to med school? I'm like, you're Maya. I didn't know you went to med school. I'm not kidding you. And it was like, no, I oversee tests, dummy. I'm like, oh, my God. All right.
Okay, that reminds me of something I saw on Instagram yesterday, and I think I sent it to you. I can't remember if I sent it to you or not, but we'll see if we can pull the audio because this was actually pretty funny as well. But also, there was a really big ruling in college sports that it's changed the game. The game is completely changed now. We'll discuss that much more. Plus, your texts, your calls on honoring somebody for Memorial Day, 615-737-1025 here on the Chase and Big Joe Show. Tune in to 94.9 The Fan today. The Nashville Sounds continue their series against the Charlotte Knights at First Horizon Park. Pregame at 6:20, first pitch at 6:35. Coverage also available on the 94.9 The Fan app and 94.9thefan.com. Sounds Baseball, presented by Twin Peaks, Family Leisure, and Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning.